Good morning, everyone. This is the Candid Show brought to you by our host Krishna, and we have got Sriram here as our co-host today. And today's episode is about the TV show Discussion. So today's episode is about the Boys, so which is available in Amazon Prime. So this TV show actually is about the superheroes and the group which actually opposes the superheroes and are generally termed as the Boys. So in superheroes we see that there is a company in America, so like it is called WAT, and they are the ones who actually kind of manage the activities of all the superheroes, and each and every superhero has a separate quality, so like separate power in them. So you can see Homelander as the most powerful, so like most powerful superhero among the WAT, and we can see Queen Maeve, and we can see A-Train, Starlight, so and Deep. So these are the main superheroes they show in the first season. And we can see coming to the Boys, we can see Butcher, who is the main character, main lead character of the show, and Huey and Mother's Milk, Frenchie. So they are the main characters in the Boys. And so this is about the general sketch about the summary of general sketch about the show. So speaking about the first season, we can see that Huey's girlfriend kind of gets killed by A-Train, so he flashes very fast into her, and she gets blown up in bits and pieces, and Huey gets very depressed about her loss, and he kind of goes against the WAT, and he is a normal person who doesn't have any super powers, or so like he doesn't have anything. So he teams up with Boys, and with the Boys, so like the gang consisting of Butcher and other members, to oppose the activities of WAT. So but majorly the people actually kind of support Homelander, so like they support the WAT very much, and many people kind of treat Homelander as a god in America. So like he actually portrays his image as a savior, so like life savior. So that is image that he actually portrays in front of the people, but he has very cruel intentions, and he has very selfish motives. So Sriram, what do you think about the characters of this show?
Yeah, Krishna, I think this show is, I think, very popular, or rather, I think, very unique in a way that they kind of have a different kind of an idea of a superhero world, or they portray the superheroes in a very, very different way, because I think the initial response which anyone would actually kind of get when they kind of start seeing this is the kind of like the striking similarity which the kind of the cast resembles with the actual superheroes, for example, in the DC world, because obviously Homelander is like a spitting image of kind of Superman, basically, obviously, and where Superman is like the good side, kind of like the most good, or like kind of the more very, like very big superhero also, but kind of like we see Homelander on kind of like the opposite image, where he kind of is very selfish, he boasts about himself, he kind of has his god complex also with him. And we can also see different characters also which resemble the DC world, because obviously Deep kind of resembles Aquaman, and Black Noir represents Batman, and so on. Queen Maeve is kind of like representing Wonder Woman in a way. So I think in that way, this I think the entire premise of the kind of the show is kind of like a very simple mockery, or rather a satire, you know, of a world where superheroes would exist and what would actually happen if they were to exist. And this kind of shows the reality also, because obviously the kind of the superheroes are controlled by what, in this case, they are controlled by a very good organization, and this kind of becomes like a business motive, and that is how it would be in the real world also, because all of this definitely would be capitalized by some kind of a company, and in this case that is what, for example. So the very first thing which I think everyone would notice, or I think I love in this fact, is that they kind of play out the entire story in a very satirical format. It is very funny also, the humor is very well placed also, and the cast especially has very good chemistry between them, and obviously Huey is no exception in that, because obviously initially we see him as a very kind of like this very soft and very kind of innocent guy who does not want to get involved in any problems. He just has a happy life, he wants to go with his girlfriend, he just has a very normal life. Then suddenly something happens, his girlfriend gets completely blown to bits and pieces by A-Train, and then the story kind of unfolds to him kind of like trying to actually come up, or wanting to get revenge, but he never is able to, because obviously he is obviously kind of like looked up to these boys, especially these Supes. So he kind of has this aspiration towards them, but now his life is kind of turned upside down when he sees that one of the Supes actually has killed one of his family members, or someone who's close to him. So yeah, he teams up with Butcher now, and Butcher again has a very personal vendetta against Homelander, especially because obviously he and Becca obviously had an affair, they had a child, etc., etc. This kind of plot carries on towards towards the later half of the seasons also. And another thing which is kind of pretty different to me is also because of the fact that one of the scenes where the kind of especially the flight scene, if anyone would have seen it, is basically where Homelander and Queen May basically go to a flight to actually save it. They actually get reports of the flight being going to crash into the ocean, and they kind of go into the actual flight, but Homelander just chooses to not help anyone. He's just so inhumanly heartless, he's so cold, and I think that is where we kind of see the true phase of Homelander, especially because we see this very dark side to him where he's kind of like he has this really good god complex where he does not want to help anyone. He does everything for his own personal motives. He has a motive behind everything. So yeah, again, very different, very striking similarity to Superman in the DC world again. And season 1 kind of ends off in a very, very good spot. Again, we also see Starlight coming in, who kind of like, she's kind of like the only sane person in the entire group. She kind of doesn't like the entire idea of the Supes, kind of the patriarchy which is possibly present in the entire company as a whole. And again, season 2 opens up with a lot of new things, a lot new characters also, especially Stormfront, I think. And what do you think about season 2, Krishna?
So speaking about season 1, so like it ended in a very good way. So like in the end, we can see Madeline Stillwell getting killed by Homelander, and in season 2 we get a new character named Stormfront. So she's seen as this woman who has all the powerful mindset. So like she portrays herself as a very powerful lady, and she has this power with her. So like she never ages, she actually look very young. So that is her superpower. And she also kind of has a very good chemistry with the Homelander, we can see, and they actually kind of have a close relationship with them. And Homelander, who actually rapes Becca in season 1, so like Becca is the wife of a butcher, so like he kind of kept her like in security area, so like in a town which is surrounded by guards. She can't actually escape from the town, and she has a son with her. And Homelander kind of takes away her son from her, and like Homelander and Stormfront kind of grow the son. So like he doesn't actually like his dad from the beginning. So we can see a lot of things going up in the season 2, and we can see the powerful character Kimiko, who kind of joins with the boys to offend the superheroes. So Kimiko is basically a mute, and she can't speak. So like after her parents were killed, so she can't actually speak, and she also has a brother who is also Soup, and the Vought is actually desperately searching for him, and she actually kind of meets him in a supermarket, and he finally, however, gets killed by Stormfront. So Kimiko sees Stormfront killing her brother, and she kind of has more anger towards the Vought and all the superheroes. So we can see Kimiko as a very great character throughout the series, and she also has a very good love chemistry between Frenchie. So we can see a good chemistry between them, but they don't show much about it. But we can, I feel like in season 3 they will show more about their characters and their chemistry. So like we can speak about Mother's Milk. He has also a family, but he also kind of helps everyone around the boys. So like Huey also kind of, he's seen as an innocent boy in the first season. So like in the first set of episodes, he's kind of seen as an innocent boy, and after his girlfriend kind of killed by A-Train, so he actually gets very violent. So like he has these motives to offend the Vought, and he joins the boys. And Butcher, we can see he is the main character of this entire series, and he has a very personal and a very big motive of killing Homelander as he raped her wife. So like his wife was raped by the Homelander, so that was the ultimate motive of Butcher and the boys to kind of kill Homelander. So like that was the main plot of the entire show. So like that was the motive of the boys. So Shiram, what do you think are your favorite characters of the show? Whom do you think as your favorite character?
So I think the very first one would be, I think, Homelander. I think every single person, I think, who has actually watched or is watching the series, I think, will love him in one way or the other, not for his character in the actual role, but these acting and kind of the way he kind of portrays superheroes, because obviously he's the most strongest kind of superhero among all of the Supes in the in the gang. So he kind of is always kind of alienated. He has his god complex attitude also. So he does not mingle with normal people. So he's kind of like this lone warrior. He's always alone. He does not mingle well with people. So he obviously does some creepy things, some things which normal people should not do. But he still does kind of those kind of things. And to kind of portray that kind of role on a screen is really, really impressive. And you actually genuinely start to hate that person for the acting in that role. I think that is that how that is that was his level of acting, I think, in this special series. Because obviously in season 2, he kind of gets his love interest kind of an angle towards Stormfront. And we can see something brewing between them. We see some very good chemistry also, because obviously Stormfront is also like the kind of character who has the same kind of ideas or same kind of, she's also kind of ruthless. She's also has this kind of this heartless attitude. So both of them kind of go very well. We also see a very good track going between them. Again, near the end, she obviously dies again. So yeah, I think Homelander is someone I think is a person who has actually really did well. Like the actual actor who's acted Stormfront, Homelander is really, really good. I think Homelander and Stormfront, both of them make a really great duo. So probably my next favorite would be Hui again. I think I cannot stress this enough, because obviously he is like the perfect representation of normal people in a superhero world, I think, if, just like us. So he's just like a normal person who just gets into this, just like a normal being. He just wants to get some revenge. He just joins up with them. He goes on this very big adventure, and his kind of humor is also really good. He kind of times all of the humor very well, and his chemistry obviously along with the rest of the gang is really, really good to watch. He's still also a very human being at heart, not like Butcher, because Butcher is obviously has been through a lot, so he's not the most gentlest person in the whole world. But still, he's, because of Huey's help, Butcher still tries to become at least be a little bit human. So I think in that way, Huey is one of my favorite characters. So what are your two favorite characters, Krishna?
So speaking about my favorite characters, the first is Queen Maeve. She is seen as this woman who has very powerful qualities, so like very much physical power. So like she is seen as one of the most good hearted characters among the Watt. And Starlight and Queen Maeve are the ones who actually are good superheroes among the Watt. And even though she was present with Homelander and kind of supported his activities, she actually kind of hated him. And she is also a lesbian. They also showed the love between her and her girlfriend very much. And that was actually very good, seeing Queen Maeve like that. And Queen Maeve at the end kind of supports the boys, and she actually kind of helps them. And Queen Maeve, Kumiko and Starlight kind of attack Stormfront. So Queen Maeve was one of my favorite characters. And moving on to the next favorite character of mine is Deep. So if you see Deep, in the beginning he kind of sexually harassed Starlight. So at the beginning, so he was like this character who is actually attracted to animals. He understands the feelings, and he kind of actually understands and control them. So he is seen as this character who at the beginning was very cruel. His activities were very cruel. He didn't actually get appreciation from the people of America. So like he was thrown out of Watt at a certain period of time, and he tried very much to get back in Watt, and he actually kind of did very good things. So but also at the end we can see Deep getting disappointed as Etrain gets also selected by the Watt. So Deep is also one of my favorite characters, and his acting actually is very good. So that was for this episode, guys. Hope you all liked it. So don't forget to listen to our podcast on Spotify and Google Podcast. We are also posting many episodes, or like we are regularly posting it on other platforms also. We will give the link in the description. So if you kind of have any suggestions, criticism, or any kind of suggestions, please leave it in the comment section below. So thank you for listening. Hope we meet up in the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you all.